This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وأحسن الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. Brothers and sisters in Islam, our khutbah today is about the actions of the heart. And we see that there are many instances where the actions of the heart are greater in reward than actions of the limbs. And if we take as an example the hadith of the seven types of people that will be under the shade of the throne of Allah Azza wa Jal, on the day, meaning the day of resurrection, when there is no shade except that provided by Allah. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that, and this hadith in Sahih Bukhari and Muslim, سَبْعَةٌ يُظِلُّهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي ظِلِّهِ يَوْمَ لَا ظِلَّ إِلَّا ظِلُّهُ. So then count of the seven, how many of them are actions of the limbs and how many of them are actions of the heart. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam began and he said, إِمَامٌ عَادِلٌ, a just imam. And a just imam, the scholar said, not just a ruler of a nation, but any Muslim put in charge of a group of people, even if it's at work or in just a small village or something like that, and they're just, then they qualify to be from the seven. So Imamun Adil, Washabun Nasha'a fi ibadatillahi ta'ala, a young man who grew up in the worship and the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa rajulun qalbuhu mu'allaqun fil masajid, and a man whose heart is attached to the masajid. So that's the first one. وَرَجُلَانِ تَحَابَّا فِي اللَّهِ اجْتَمَعَ عَلَيْهِ وَتَفَرَّقَ عَلَيْهِ. So two men who loved each other, and this applies to women also, who love each other for the sake of Allah. They gathered upon that and they separated upon that. So that's the second one of the heart. وَرَجُلٌ دَعَتْهُمْ رَأَةٌ ذَاتُ مَنْصِبٍ وَجَمَالٍ فَقَالَ إِنِّي أَخَافُ اللَّهَ إِنِّي أَخَافُ اللَّهَ. So a man who was called by a woman of position and status, and he called to the haram, and he said, "Inni akhafullah, I fear Allah." So that's the third. Because what stopped him? Allah, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't mention his action, pushing her away or running away. He said, the fear, and where is the fear? In the heart. وَرَجُلٌ تَصَدَّقَ بِصَدَقِهِ فَأَخْفَاهَا. And then a man who gave the sadaqah, and he hid it so well that even his left hand couldn't see what his right hand is doing. وَرَجُلٌ ذَكَرَ اللَّهَ خَالِيًا فَفَاضَتْ عَيْنَاهُ. A man who mentioned Allah while he's alone. So he's not showing off to anyone. He's just alone, and he thought of, mentioned, remembered Allah, and his eyes overflowed with tears. Four out of the seven of these great positions are related to actions of the heart. So the actions of the heart can be, in some cases, greater in status than actions of the limbs. But not only that, in many acts of worship, if not all, if the heart is not involved, then even the actions of the limbs can be rendered useless or nullified. The prayer is an excellent example. If someone's praying and his heart is not there, what happens? That's why Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Inna al-'abda la yusalli as-salah ma yuktabu lahu minha illa 'ushruha." That indeed the servant will pray a prayer, and only 1/10 of it will be written for him in reward. 1/10. Then the Prophet ﷺ says, "Tus'uha," and then he kept saying a 9th of it, an 8th, a 7th, a 6th, and then a 5th, meaning half. Yani, you will get this much of your reward in salah based on how much you are focused in salah. Similar to the other Sahih hadith, and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Laysa lil-insani min salatihi illa ma 'aqila minha." You will not get from your prayer, meaning you will not be rewarded for your prayer, except that what you were aware of, you were conscious of. The rest where you're drifting off, you don't get rewarded for that part. So that, what is that showing? The heart is present, and whether the heart is present or not, or to the degree to which the heart is present, determines the reward of the actions of the limbs. If you look at the example of fasting, someone, let's say, they intended to drive to Dallas, they woke up extremely late, so they jumped in their car, started driving, and they never stopped. By the time they reached Dallas, they realized that it's Maghrib time. And because they were in the car, they never ate or drank anything. So can they say, "Inni sa'im," I'm fasting, and get the reward since they fasted all the day? Since they never ate and drank the whole day, can they say, I'm fasting? And unanimously, the answer is no, they can't say that. But what's interesting here, if you look at it from the point of view of physicality or physically and the limbs, it is a perfect siyam. Absolutely perfect, with not a flaw in it. From from physically and from the limbs perspective, it's completely perfect siyam. But what made it invalid and not even count as siyam? That the intention wasn't there. And what is the place of the intention? The heart. So we see the weight of the actions of the heart. And if we don't see it, we'll definitely see it with this hadith, where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is mentioning the people on the Day of Judgment, the first ones to be thrown into the hellfire. And you would think they would be murderers or they committed some kind of actions of the limbs. But as you know from this popular hadith, the first one, رَجُلٌ استشهد, a man who was martyred for the sake of Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring him forth, and he will mention his blessings upon that man. That I gave you courage, and I gave you a strong body, and I gave you good health, and I gave you an opportunity. And then what happened? So the man will say that, قَاتَلْتُ فِيكَ حَتَّى اسْتُشْهِدْ, that I fought for your sake until I was martyred. And then Allah azza wa jalla will tell him, كَذَبْتُ, you have lied. And you only did it so they will say that you were brave, that you were courageous. فَقَدْ قِيلْ, and it was said. So you got what you wanted. You wanted people to say you were brave, and it happened during your lifetime. People said you were brave. You got what you wanted. You didn't want anything with Allah Azza wa Jalla. ثُمَّ أُمِرَ بِهِ فَسُحِبَ عَلَى وَجْهِهِ حَتَّى أُلْقِيَ فِي النَّارِ. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, then the angels were commanded to take him, and they dragged him on his face until he was thrown into the hellfire. وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ وَرَجُلٌ تَعَلَّمَ الْعِلْمُ وَعَلَّمَهُ وَقَرَأَ الْقُرْآنَ. And a man who learned the knowledge and he taught it to people and he recited the Qur'an. And then he will be brought and Allah Azza wa Jalla will mention his blessings upon him. That he gave him the opportunity to learn and he gave him a good sound mind and good memory and all that and a beautiful voice. And then he will say that I learned and I taught the Qur'an for your sake. And Allah will tell him, كَذَبْتُ, but you did that so the people will say you are knowledgeable. And فَقَدْ قِيلْ, and it was said, so you got what you wanted. And then he was commanded, and the angels dragged him on his face until they threw him in the hellfire. And the third one, was a man that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave a lot of wealth. And he said, I didn't leave any avenue except that I gave for your sake, Ya Allah. And Allah will tell him that you have not spoken the truth. But you only did that so they will say that you were generous, that you were giving. And it was said. And then he will be thrown into the hellfire, wal'iyadhu billah. So the point is, this hadith narrated by Imam Muslim, rahimahullah, is a popular hadith. And this is a hadith that over the centuries would always terrify the righteous. And it would always cause them to go back and renew and refresh their intentions and make sure that they are doing things for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. Meaning that their heart is in the right place. So if there's any lesson here, it would be for us to give great attention to the heart. More so than we give attention to our external actions and how they appear externally. The offenses of the heart, brothers and sisters in Islam, they are serious and they can destroy an individual. Look at just the example of hasad, envy and jealousy. It is what got Iblis out of his high-ranking position. It is what prevented Abdullah ibn Ubay ibn Salul from the hypocrites of Medina from becoming Muslim. It is what prevented the Jews of Medina from accepting Islam. It caused the son of Adam to kill his brother. Yusuf alayhi salam was thrown into the well as a small child because of it. It separated Yusuf alayhi salam from his father for 40 years. It eats up your rewards as the fire consumes wood, as the hadith says. And it destroyed and it has destroyed many homes and many relationships. How many murders has it led to? How many siblings has it separated? This is just one of the ailments of the heart. Envy and jealousy and their places in the heart. And look at the things it has done in history. Look at Abu Jahl. Someone once asked Abu Jahl, is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam upon the truth? He says, Wallahi inni la'alam annahu ala haqq. Can you imagine the Fir'aun of the Ummah, Abu Jahl, said this? He said, by Allah, I know that he's upon the truth. So the man asked him, why? Why then wouldn't you accept? Why wouldn't you become Muslim? And then look at his arrogant answer. And it's just jealousy competing for the dunya. He said, تَنَازَعْنَا نَحْنُ وَبَنُوا عَبْدِ مَنَافِ نَحْنُ يَعْنِ هُوَ هِزْ فَمْ بَنِي مَخْزُومِ. And he said, Bani Makhzum, my tribe, we were competing in goodness. We always competed against Bani Abd Manaf, the tribe of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. تَنَازَعْنَا الشَّرَفْ يعني we over the honor and who will be in the better, in the best position. أَطْعَمُوا فَأَطْعَمْنَا. They fed the people, so we fed people. وَحَمَلُوا فَحَمَلْنَا وَأَعْطَوْا فَأَعْطَيْنَا. And they gave people, so we gave people. حَتَّى إِذَا كُنَّا كَفَرَسَيْ رِهَان. Until we were like two race horses, neck and neck. فَرَسَيْ رِهَان is a term that you would use when two things are equal, specifically race horses, يعني, when they're equal in quality and in speed and everything, and they're also tied in the race. So he said we were like two race horses. We tied. Everything they did, we could do. فَقَالُوا مِنَّا نَبِيٌّ. They said, from amongst us is a Nabi, a prophet. يَأْتِيهِ الْوَحْيُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ فَمَتَى نُدْرِكُ هَذِهِ. He said, they said we have a prophet who receives revelation from the heavens. He said, how can we ever reach that? Yeah, and it's not like we can have a meeting and say, okay, Allah, one of you be a Nabi and get revelation. So they beat us. So he said, وَاللَّهِ لَا نُؤْمِنُ بِهِ أَبَدًا وَلَا نُصَدِّقُهُ. He said, Wallahi, because of that, we will never believe in him, nor will we ever believe him. Just because of that. That's a sickness of the heart, no doubt. And look what it led this man, who swore by Allah that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was upon the truth. Finally, from the power of the actions of the heart. This is a famous narration mentioned in probably about a dozen books of hadith, different books of hadith. It is narrated by Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu that they were sitting with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The companions were sitting with him, and then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Yatlu'u alaykum al-an rajulun min ahli al-jannah." He says, in a minute, a man is going to enter here, and he's from the people of al-jannah. So a man entered, and he had just made wudu, and he was carrying his slippers. He described him in a specific way, And then the next day, the Prophet ﷺ said, a man will enter upon you and he's from the people of Al-Jannah. And that same man walked in again. So he was not of the well-known companions. So Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As, he went to this man. He was a young man. He is known from the Al-Abadila, يعني they were young. He was a young man, so he went to him. He wants to learn the secret. Why is this man from the people of Al-Jannah? He said, so I made an excuse. I told him that I had a fight with my father and I need to stay with you for 3 days until he cools down. He says, I didn't notice anything from the acts of worship or long qiyam, because people always expect long actions. They expect actions of the limbs, since he deserves Al-Jannah. But he said, the man just slept. The only thing I noticed is if he moved around at night, he would make dhikr, he would mention Allah Azza wa Jal. But until I said, maybe he's tired the first night, see what he does tomorrow, same thing. He just would wake up for Fajr, and we would go to Fajr, and that was about it. So he said, after the third day, I admitted to him that I didn't have any fight or any issue with my father, but I wanted to know why the Prophet ﷺ said that about you. And this man, radiallahu anhu, he told him, basically, he couldn't figure anything out. He told him, there's nothing that I do. I just pray like everyone, fast like everyone. Until he said, when I left, he called me back. And look how innocent he was. He couldn't even think of anything. He didn't have in the forefront of his mind, oh, it's this thing, the thing that I excel in so much. He couldn't even think of anything. And he said, when I left, he called me back. He thought of one thing. He said, there's one thing that I do. That he said, مَا هُوَ إِلَّا مَا رَأَيْتْ غَيْرَ أَنِّي لَا أَجِدُ فِي نَفْسِي لِأَحَدٍ مِّنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ غِشًّا وَلَا أَحْسُدُ أَحَدًا عَلَى خَيْرٍ أَعْطَاهُ اللَّهُ إِيَّاهُ. He said, the only thing I do, he cleans his heart, he purifies his heart. He says, before I go to sleep, I never ever have any envy or jealousy or deceive any of the believers. And I never have any jealousy or envy in my heart against any of the believers for any good thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them. So then, look at the answer of Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As. فَقَالَ عَبْدُ اللَّهِ هَذِهِ الَّتِي بَلَغَتْ بِكَ. This is the one. This is what got you to that level. But then look what he says. وَهِيَ الَّتِي لَا نُطِيق. He said, and that's the one we can't handle. The actions of the heart are amazing. They're powerful. But they can be harder to do than the actions of the limbs. He said, وَهِيَ الَّتِي لَا نُطِيق. That's the one we can't handle. They could stand in hours and pray at night. He said, this one is difficult. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم من جميع الذنوب فاستغفروا فيا فوز المستغفرين. Ask Allah Azza wa Jalla for His forgiveness. Indeed, those who ask for His forgiveness shall cross. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الأمين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد. So we kindly request from you to move forward and also to tighten your lines inwards, any space, because we have people now who are spilling into the corridor. So any space you see, please move forward, tighten the spaces so someone else can fill that gap. Jazakum Allah khairan. So quickly, in the second khutbah, let's look at a practical example. Let's look at someone. This is the great scholar Abdullah ibn Mubarak, rahimahullah. And he was a contemporary of Imam Ahmad and others. And Imam Ahmad says about Abdullah ibn Mubarak, he said, أَحَبَّهُ النَّاسِ وَمَا رَأَيْنَا لَهُ كَثِيرَ عَمَلٍ. He said, people love him a lot, and we don't see a lot of amal, يعني a lot of heavy or excessive worship from fasting, from prayer. We don't see anything excessive in him, but people love him a lot. وَمَا أَظُنُّ ذَلِكَ إِلَّا بِخَبِيئَةٍ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ اللَّهِ. Imam Ahmad says, and I think that's due to something that he has hidden, some hidden deed that nobody knows about between him and Allah. But just so you understand how much people loved Abdullah ibn Mubarak, rahimahullah, one time the wife of the Khalifa, she was standing, it was Hajj season, And she was looking out from above at the crowds, and she saw a large mass of people, and then she saw a larger mass of people. So she asked about this huge mass of people, the larger one, and they said, that is Abdullah ibn Mubarak coming to Hajj. And people love him. So they surround him. They just want to give him salam and tell him, make dua for us and just greet him. That's how much, it was a huge mass. She said, what's the other smaller mass? They said, that is Amir al-Mu'mineen, her husband, with his soldiers and with people who want things from him, wealth, and people who just want to be close to him and those who love him. She said that, وَالْهَذَا وَاللَّهِ الْعِزِ. She said, this is true honor, this is true dignity right here, Abdullah ibn Mubarak. He used to leave the city twice a year. Once a year for jihad, once a year for hajj. And every time he left the city, the entire town would go out with him. Yani people would shut down the stores and they would all walk him out until the outskirts of the city. What caused people to love him so much? One of his students said, I traveled with Abdullah ibn Mubarak, and وَإِذَا صَلَاتَهُ كَصَلَاتِنَا. I found when you travel with someone, you know them intimately. He said, I found his prayer to be just like our prayer. وَإِذَا تِلَاوَتَهُ كَتِلَاوَتِنَا. يعني the amount of Quran he recites was just like ours. Nothing excessive and over the top. وَإِذَا صَوْمَهُ كَصَوْمِنَا. And his fast was like our fast. Mondays, Thursdays, nothing excessive. So I continued to try to find out the difference between him and the rest of us. During that trip, he says, we entered a room at night, and it was dark. So we stayed in pitch darkness for a few moments while someone went out to fetch some oil so it can light the lamp. And he says, by the time the man came back and he lit the lamp and the room illuminated, he said, Abdullah ibn Mubarak, his beard was wet with his tears. And so he started to quickly wipe them away so nobody would notice. So when we left that room, I told him, I ask you by Allah, why were you crying in the room? He said, don't ask me about that. He said, I ask you by Allah. He said, ذَكَرْتُ ظُلْمَةَ الْقَبْرِ. He said, I remembered the darkness of the grave. فَخَشِيتُ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى أَن يَجْعَلَنِي مِمَّنْ تُظْلِمْ عَلَيْهِمْ قُبُورَهُمْ فَبَكَيْتُ. He said, I was afraid that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would make me of those whose graves are dark upon them, so I cried. So the scholar said, his secret was his taqwa, his khashya, the fear that he had of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his heart. And it was also a secret, because it's in his heart, he doesn't have to make it public. That's what gave him the status. That would, beyond the reward of Allah azza wa jal, made everyone in the city love him. Muhammad ibn Wasi' rahimahullah, he said, أَدْرَكْتُ أَقْوَامًا إِنَّ رَأْسَ أَحَدِهِمْ يَكُونُ بِجَانِبِ رَأْسِ امْرَأَتِهِ عَلَى وِسَادَةٍ وَاحِدَةٍ. He said, I met a people, they would have their head on the same cushion as their wife. وَقَدْ بَلَّ مَا تَحْتَ خَدِّهِ مِنْ دُمُوعِهِ. And underneath his cheek, it's all wet because of his tears. وَإِنَّ زَوْجَتَهُ لَا تَدْرِي عَنْهِ. And his wife doesn't know anything about that, that he's crying the entire night. So, to recap, we saw that the actions of the heart were from the greatest of the actions and the greatest of rewards, like we saw in the hadith of the seven under the shade of the throne of Allah Azza wa Jal. And we saw that they would also, to the point that they can nullify the actions of the limbs. If your heart is not in the right place, if the intention is not in the right place, if your focus is not in the right place. We saw that it is also of the most dangerous of things that can destroy people on the Day of Judgment, even before actions of the limbs. And we saw a companion who earned a great place because he focused very much on his heart and making sure that the ailments of the heart of envy and jealousy and all the other things and hatred are not there. So that's our only homework. We just pay extra attention to our heart and we make sure that we don't have all these feelings of hatred and jealousy. We're always monitoring the condition of our heart. We ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to make us of those who hear the truth and follow the best of it, and to make us of those who recognize falsehood as clear falsehood and abstain from it. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه اللهم اهدنا فيمن هديت وعافنا فيمن عافيت وتولنا فيمن توليت وبارك لنا فيما أعطيت وقنا شر ما قضيت إنك تقضي ولا يقضى عليك إنه لا يذل من واليت ولا يعز من عاديت تباركت ربنا وتعاليت. اللهم اغفر لنا أجمعين، اللهم اغفر لنا أجمعين، اللهم انصر إخواننا في فلسطين، اللهم انصر إخواننا في السودان، اللهم احقن دماءهم واحفظ أرواحهم، اللهم ارفع عنهم البلاء، اللهم ارفع عنهم البلاء، اللهم أبرم لأمة الإسلام أمرا رشدا يعز فيه أهل طاعتك ويتاب فيه على أهل معصيتك ويؤمر فيه بالمعروف وينهى فيه عن المنكر يا سميع الدعاء. وصلى اللهم وبارك على مبعوث رحمة للعالمين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، وقوموا إلى صلاتكم يرحمكم الله.